Well, I guess it's not that surprising, right? I mean, if you think about the last 5 years or even longer, it's not an easy job. He's come under a lot of criticism for a variety of things, some things that were maybe not his fault, but other things that pretty much were taking place under his leadership. And so I think that there's a lot of folks in the province who aren't that happy with him and with the government, and maybe he's kind of realized that and wants to move on now.
And so I guess you weren't overly surprised by this move then, by the sounds of it?
No, not really. I mean, I wasn't expecting it yesterday, per se. But at the same time, like, you know, he's, like I said, he's been under fire for a while. It's one thing after another. If you think about the Carla Foote stuff, the Muskrat Falls, rate mitigation, this NLC scandal recently, like, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on that illustrate that maybe he's not really thinking about reasonable choices and that maybe it's time for a change. But whether or not this was going to happen immediately or in a couple of years, that part I had no idea.
And now, being in a minority government situation, something Fred and I were discussing, it's not as simple as sort of appointing an interim and walking out the door. And he sort of alluded to that. What mm-hmm. are his options now? Or the party's options?
It sounds like there's going to be a leadership convention. I mean, there was going to be one anyway in June, so we're going to have to fast forward that. I've already heard, you know, largely on your website and your news, that there are people that have come forward. And the people that have come forward so far aren't that surprising. They're people that have been publicly noting that they're interested in being part of the government for quite a while now and wanting to take over. So that's going to have to happen. And how that happens, I don't know. I mean, I understand that the party is going to meet today to figure out what the plan is. But yeah, absolutely. There's going to be a leadership change. There's probably then going to be an election before, you know, the 4 or 5 years are out. So I guess we'll just see.
And now opposition leader, PC opposition leader, Chess Crosby has said that we now have a lame duck leader. How does this affect rate mitigation negotiations that are going on right now with the federal government?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that the government is currently in the process of dealing with, like rate mitigation, that is going to have to be dealt with a little bit differently. And certainly his role as premier, his role as leader of the party, is not going to be as decisive or as, you know, held in one person in the way that it has in the past. He's already suggested that, you know, for budget purposes, for example, he wants to consult with whoever is the next leader coming in and so on, which I think makes a lot of sense. It would be pretty terrible if an outgoing person, and this has obviously happened before, an outgoing person decides that you're going to basically hijack the entire government. So it sounds like he's not thinking about that. Frankly, I think that, you know, he could have probably drawn on his people a lot more in the past as well, and maybe some of them would have told him not to do some of the things that had happened recently. Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, the province is not in an easy position, right? There's lots of challenges that we face right now that we've been facing for a while, and I think not ignoring, but not taking as seriously as we could. And I think that, you know, the Ball government since 2015 has not taken its job seriously. You know, even from thinking about the way that it, you know, came into government and then a couple weeks later reversed a lot of the promises that they made because they didn't understand, they said, the extent of the problems. And everybody understands the extent of the problems. And so, yeah.